Robin Latimer, and she is the president of Tourette Syndrome Association of Australia, and we will be talking about Tourette Syndrome. Good day, Robin.
Good day, Meridel.
Thank you for having me. Oh, thanks for your time. First of all, for the general public or for us who are not that aware, would you be able to give us an idea what Tourette Syndrome is?
Certainly. Tourette Syndrome is a neurological disorder, and it's characterized by rapid, repetitive, and involuntary movements caused from the muscles that will turn movements on that are motor movements and also noises or vocalizations. And that's caused from an excess of neurotransmitters or brain chemicals that literally sort of flood the brain and overload and turn movements on without the person knowing about it or being able to stop those movements or sounds.
People would normally call them as tics, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, tics. T-I-C-S.
And a lot of Australians, if I'm not mistaken, 85% children diagnosed with Tourette syndrome would be diagnosed with another ailment as well.
Yes, it's very common to have Tourette's and something else or a mixture of other things. And the really common conditions that come along with Tourette's are things like ADHD, obsessive compulsive disorders or behaviours, and anxiety. And there's also sleep disorders, dysgraphia, which is difficulty writing. There's a number of conditions that come along with Tourette's, making it more complex than what you just see. So the tics alone are really just the tip of the iceberg of what the individual is dealing with.
Would you be able to give us an idea what the common misconceptions are and how we can deal with them?
Okay. The most common misconception is that when people think of Tourette syndrome, they think it is defined by someone who swears uncontrollably. There is a tic within Tourette syndrome called coprolalia that involves taboo language, but it is one of many, many different kinds of tics someone could have. It's not the only tic, and it's also it appears in less than 10% of people that have Tourette's. So it's very much the minority. So it's out of scale with people thinking that is what defines Tourette syndrome. But for those people who do have it, it's very difficult socially to deal with, and it certainly doesn't reflect their beliefs or what they're thinking at the time. It's involuntary. So that's the main misconception, created mostly from movies and things in the past. I think another misconception is people find it hard to accept that it is involuntary. People think and call it a habit, but a habit implies that you could change it. And people with Tourette's don't have a choice. It is involuntary, so it's not mind over matter. It's not like I equate it to saying you wouldn't ask someone to take their glasses off and say, try a little bit harder, your eyesight will get better. It is physical, and it is something that they don't choose to have. Tics are so varied, and there are a lot of complex tics that really look purposeful. But what you notice is when it's happening over and over again in a repetitive way and not necessarily in context. You know, someone might come up to you and say, can I have a cigarette? That could be someone's vocal tic, for example, and they don't smoke. But they come up to you and ask you for a cigarette and you know they don't smoke. So they can be very, that sounds like it's meant to a sentence someone could ask you, but it is in that particular person's individual symptoms at one of their tics. Or it could be coming up and tapping a chair three times, but they have to do that to every chair they go to. So it appears sort of purposeful, but it's not.
And is this diagnosed in childhood, or can you be diagnosed once you're an adult or even a teenager?
You can be diagnosed as an adult. The majority of cases are diagnosed between the ages of 8 and 9, around that age group. There are a lot of adults that have not been diagnosed just because it wasn't very well understood or known about when they were young children. But you can be diagnosed at any age, and the onset can come at different ages. There are quite a number of teenagers where it doesn't actually appear strongly enough for them to take much notice of it, or it doesn't really impede their life. And then around the ages of 12 or 13, it really increases with the onset of adolescence, and it becomes an issue for them, and they need to go and have a diagnosis and get correct direction and for management strategies.
And I suppose for children or even for adults, it would also a sense of being isolated as well.
Yes, a lot of children, if they don't understand what it is, I think that's why a diagnosis is so important. It gives a reason for something that is otherwise unexplained and very confusing for children. So if they have a reason and then everyone else around them understands that reason as well, rather than trying to hide it, you know, it's not something they should be ashamed of because they haven't done anything wrong to have it. So a simple explanation to their school friends in class and their teachers can make all the difference to ensuring that they're included and understood.
And it's also important that we, or everyone, is aware of this, isn't it?
Yes, because we all live in a community and we all want to be able to go outside to the shops, you know, to go and see a movie or what, you know, any normal situation of daily living. So if the more people understand it, the easier it is for someone with Tourette's just to go about their daily life without having to explain themselves everywhere they go. And in the case of people that have a lot of strong vocal tics, they find they have to apologise everywhere they go and explain. And that's really exhausting, doing that every single time. They just want to go down to the shops and buy a loaf of bread. So if other people understand more, then they would feel that they wouldn't have to explain themselves as frequently.
And this week is Tourette Syndrome Awareness Week from the 7th to the 13th of May, and you are urging everyone to take 5.
Yes, we're asking people to take 5 for Tourette's, meaning 5 minutes, and just learn 5 facts. We've got some posters that are free and you can download them from our website at www.tourette.org.au. And these posters are great for schools to use. They're great for, you know, to put up in a medical clinic. They're great for families to use, and they're really beautifully designed and simple for children to use as well. And then next time you hear someone talking about Tourette's in a derogatory or an incorrect manner, you are empowered because you've got the knowledge to change that conversation. And by you changing that conversation and correcting the realities of Tourette's, we'll be helping people who have Tourette's and their future in total acceptance.
And most importantly, Robin, for the past 13 years, you've been actively helping Tourette Syndrome Association of Australia, and you yourself can tell us that you can live a relatively normal life.
Yes, it is a spectrum disorder, so it could be really, really mild, but there are people that have it at the very severe end of the spectrum as well, where it's totally debilitating. The majority of cases are in the lower half of the spectrum, and with understanding, with management strategies, with the proper supports and acceptance at home, very importantly, and at school or at work, where everybody is informed and educated, you definitely can go about and have very successful lives.
Thank you very much, Robin Latimer from the Tourette Syndrome Association of Australia.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to share our message.